This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio. On the only frequency that makes sense, I go by the name of King Bash. I'm with the mentor stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by a South African actress, model, entrepreneur, and DJ. Seems like this lady, Bona, jack of all trades, I'm telling you. And she continues to dominate the entertainment industry on multiple fronts. And I'm saying this because, I mean, she's giving us an early Christmas present and she wants to share it with us. You're going to hear it here first. Trust, Adventure Family, help me welcome the one, the only Pearl Tusi. Good afternoon, Pearl. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for the beautiful and kind of
Ah, no. Thank you so much for taking your time. I know you're really, really busy, but thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show. Really do appreciate it, Pearl.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm a Taurus, but I do love Capricorn, so I was very excited to join you guys. Yeah.
I see the bars, Oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
First off, I think we can... I need to start on a very, you know, somber moment just to send some condolences to you for the passing of, you know, DJ Waras. You have worked alongside him, I mean, at Live App. And, I mean, how have you been dealing with the news, Pearl, I mean, of an industry mate?
It's very difficult. I don't even know exactly how to get around it. I don't know if I've really processed it yet.
Yeah.
But I did go see some of his family yesterday. Warwick was an incredible guy. He was a really, really incredible human, and I'm going to miss him very dearly. I think the thing I do want to mention the most about him, he was a brilliant father. Mm. It's really hard to come across. I haven't come across in my personal experience very present and very loving and just extremely present fathers. And so Warwick was one of those friends I was very proud of because he was a very present father in his children's lives.
No.
And he did everything he could to make sure he could provide for them. So, yeah.
No, shout out. No, condolences once again. We shall go through it because, I mean, those are industry colleagues at the end of the day, you know? So, I mean, let's come back to you, Pearl. I mean, you are great on screen. When it comes to business, you are killing it. Now music. I mean, is there something that you cannot do? You know that one thing when... that one thing maybe you'd like to master but you seem to be struggling a bit with?
Emotional regulation.
Ooh, okay.
That's what I'd like to master.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
It's out of the scope of answers you're expecting here, but that's the one thing I would love to master. Yeah.
Mm. All right. No, fair enough.
Yeah.
So,
and
I mean,
you?
I can't even answer that, hey? I really can't. Now you're just taking me out of... let me tell you something. My producer's looking at me like, of course, there's something that you've always wanted to master, and it's cooking. Pearl, I'm the worst when it comes to that. When it comes
to
the kitchen.
Oh, no, are you terrible? Being a terrible cook can't be nice, eh?
Yeah, no,
but I mean, there's always, at least there's someone to cook for you, you can order food, but it's not a problem that doesn't have a solution.
I guess so. No, I guess so. That's something else. All right.
See, emotional regulation, though, you know, you lose your mind. Like, there's no solution. No one can make you. No one can go into your brain and calm down.
Ish.
I hear you. Hey, dog, it's tough, man. It's cool.
No. You're getting me into another place now, but it's all good. Story for another day, man. So, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You've been in the entertainment industry for a very long time and have been, you know, both the glitz and the glam, also the dark, you know, under the belly of the beast. What are some of the things, man, people who, you know, envy you from the outside don't know about the entertainment industry?
Oh, man, that a lot of things actually hurt, you know, whether or not we acknowledge them as the people who experience it. Like, a lot of things actually do hurt because we operate as artists and creatives. We operate from a place of love, a love for what we do, a love for ourselves, a love for a vision that we have for the world or ourselves or the people around us. And, you know, when people judge without trying, when people speak ill of us without really understanding who we truly are, you know, it can be really, really hurtful. And I think it's just kind of like what's really tough is coping with that and finding ways to deal with that is what makes it really difficult, because everybody deals with that, to be fair. But, you know, when it's kind of intense when it's a lot of people you don't know judging you versus if you work in an office and it's a few people you work closely with. So it's a tough situation, but, you know, you just have to get help where you can and surround yourself with good people and think good thoughts.
No, most definitely. Now, going back to that, I mean, as a public figure, everything you do is watched, as you just mentioned, that is tough. How do you deal with the online bullying that you come across ever so often, Pearl?
How I deal with it now is that I don't actually even confront it. I think I'm on Twitter maybe once a month these days if I get sick and need to post something there.
Yeah.
On Instagram, I just block, you know, if something is a bit weird or unnecessary or someone is seeking attention, I just block or I restrict, like, just keep it moving. And I try not to give it attention unless I'm doing it strategically to get attention anyway as well. Because, you know, two can play that. Two can play that game.
They definitely can.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk music. You've been featured before on a number of songs, from Mosquito to Demi Crane. When did you fall in love with the making of music, Pearl? I mean, what pushed you to drop your own music this year?
I've always loved the idea of making music and being like seeing myself as a musical person. I just didn't know if I had permission to do that for the longest time. I felt like I was being an imposter. And over the last 4 years, I've been making music. Actually, I bought a studio 2 years ago in my home.
Wow.
And I've been making music for a while. It's just that it was something very intimate and vulnerable for me, so I didn't talk much about it for the longest time.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to really, you know, get people's opinions too much on it before I'm able to do it. In fact, that song is over 2 years old. I should have released that song ages ago. Reason and the rest of my team have been very annoyed at me because it's taken me so long to release music. But I'm happy I waited because I'm ready now. And I think this year I just decided if I don't release a song, because I've got many songs,
yeah,
if I don't release a song this year, I'm going to lose my mind. So I'm going to release something just so that I get it out of my system. And it feels great, and I'm so proud of myself. And I hope this song brings a lot of joy to people. That's what I really hope for. I'm not hoping for much more than that at this point in time. I'm just hoping for this song to be a song or what music is meant to do in people's lives.
I love that. Now, Sotra is out, and it has been out since late November. You know, tell us about this song, man. What are you communicating? As you just mentioned, that you hope people receive it. But what are you, you know, what are you communicating with the song?
Oh, man. I mean, I think at face value, it definitely sounds like a romantic song. It's myself, Baba Shirin Shop here, and we featured DJ Melzi. He added some beautiful keys onto the song. And I think what we're trying to communicate with the song is nostalgia, the beauty of, like, the future, the present and the past coming together and meeting musically, which is why we have a powerful feature like Baba Shirin Shop here in there to bring a different version of nostalgia, the romance of, you know, rural love. But I also want to say that there's a reason we say, there's a reason I say the song, we don't have to understand us, Jelo, Jelo Mubani, is to be inclusive of single people. Because single people will also be at weddings. And just because they didn't get something tailored, it doesn't mean that they came alone or they didn't come alone. So, you know, single people need to mingle. But also, I think for me, the song is a huge dedication to the love of my parents, to my parents, to the love I have with them. But it's to celebrate all forms of love. I think if you have a best friend or your favorite cousin or your favorite pet or whatever it is that means the most to you, then you can sing this song to that person, with that person, or for that person. And, yeah, I just really love the song. It's so upbeat, and it's so fun, and it's so relatable. I really, really love it.
Oh, I can hear that, you know what, it gets you so, so excited. But let's now speak about
the collaboration.
I love it. Now let's speak about the collaboration. How did that come about?
Wow, I was literally in the studio and we had a part of the song. And we're like, we like it, but it'd be nice to get a feature. And I had a couple of names pop up, like we got a Focalistic, Strava, Big Zulu, like all those. And I was like, no, man, I don't want to do a feature that's going to seem like I'm I'm jumping onto somebody else's wave. I want this to be a moment on its own without having to use someone else's name to take it further because it's popular right now. Mm. And then I reached out to Baba Shilling Sope, and he actually liked the song when he came to the studio and he recorded. That's how that came about. Because I wanted that energy of like, and what's not crazy is he has the same name as my father. And when he sings those lyrics to me, although they sound romantic for me, it sounds like my father is singing them to me, which is kind of crazy because I didn't know he had the same name as my father. I don't know if you know, but both my parents are late. So it's very, like, everything about the song has been extremely meaningful, which I'm really, really happy about.
That is so, so beautiful. I mean, you also mentioned, you know, that you have a lot of music. I mean, is this single maybe leading up to an EP, to an album, or are you just giving us a taste of what Pearl can do?
I'm just kind of also figuring out my sound. I don't know if the song is piano. I don't know if the music I'm making is any specific genre. I'm just kind of creating my own sound that can live in any genre is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that journey, and I'm very pleased with with where I'm headed at the moment. And I'm very, very proud of the team that I have. I'm so grateful for the team, grateful to God, I'm grateful to my ancestors that this is all finally coming together. And that I've got something else ticked off my box and something I can grow in. Because, you know, I don't know how you feel in radio, but when you've done everything and you've kind of almost reached a plateau, you've got to try new things so that you can feel fresh and young again in a certain situation and hungry again.
100%.
And that's what music makes me feel. I mean, I'm so happy when I make music. I'm just in a different world, and it's a type of freedom that I don't really experience often.
I love the way you put that, because with me, it goes to events. Like, the minute where I feel like, you know what, I've done everything else, I go back to events and I feel all fresh again to be creative. So I love that. Thank you so much for that, right?
Mm.
So, I mean, as we wrap things up, Pearl, what would you like to say to the listeners? You know, we are within festive season. Maybe you have a message for all the listeners, the fans, the people that have been supporting and just love Pearl 2CO so much.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. I mean, I know that I'm a controversial person to love in this industry, but yeah, I guess that's what makes me interesting. Please, guys, be safe during these really exciting times, these holidays. Please, please be safe. Spend as much time as your mental health. Get ready for the next year. Make sure you have sober mind and clarity and joy. Mm. And I cannot ever thank you enough for all the support you've given me over all the different things that I've done. I mean, what have I not done? Mm. And you guys have been by my side cheering me on, which says not just a lot about me, but a lot about you and what you're capable of. And that, you know, you don't have to be just a master of one in terms of trades. You can be the jack of all trades and be someone people can rely on in any situation. Believe in yourself. Don't you ever doubt yourself. Write down your goals. Make sure you remember them and make sure you achieve them, because that's what's going to happen when you let the universe know what you want.
Pearl 2C, thank you so, so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show. We really do appreciate you. We love you so much. All the best with your future endeavors. May music bring out
thank
the side
you.
Of Pearl 2C that we've never experienced before, because you know what? We are such huge fans. So thank you so, so much. Have yourself a fantastic festive and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, my brother. I'm very grateful for your time and your energy and your effort. It means so much to me. Thank you.
All right. Peace, Pearl 2C.
Shout out.
That is how we wrap it up with Pearl 2C, about to drop you her new release. It is called Sodwa.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.